Talent Tuesday has been in the diary for some time now. However, given recent events, it seems more relevant than ever. I'm joined today by Yasmin, the Essex County Coordinator for the Duke of Edinburgh Scheme, to tell us all about the amazing benefits of the programme and how you can get involved. Hi, Yasmin, how are you?
Very good, thank you. And how are you today?
I'm very good. It's so great to have you on the show. Before we get into the details of what the Duke of Edinburgh Award includes, I wanted to ask you about the Living Legacy Fund, which is this amazing project that current and past participants are embarking on to honour the founder, His Royal Highness Prince Philip. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the Living Legacy Fund is by the Duke of Edinburgh to give 1 million more young people the opportunity to do their Duke of Edinburgh Award. It's a fantastic cause to donate to, and that's what they're looking for, is donations. The other thing that they're looking for is stories from past and present participants, teachers, leaders, anyone that was within the Duke of Edinburgh Award scheme, to put down their memories, share photos, share information about their journey on DV and their experiences, what skills they have learned, everything.
Amazing. So it really works in multiple ways of, you know, encouraging people to remember their time on the Duke of Edinburgh scheme, appreciate what it gave them, but at the same time, raise money to help future children who haven't had the opportunity yet to also take part. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking for memories and donations.
So why was the DOV Award originally started? Obviously founded by Prince Philip. Can you tell us a little bit about why he felt so strongly about this cause?
Yeah, so I can go a little bit into the history. It was all about the post-war era, and His Royal Highness wanted to bridge that gap between leaving formal education at 15 and entering national service at 18. And obviously this was targeted for the young men to best use of their time. They wanted to make them find interests, acquire self-confidence, a sense of purpose that would support them in their future and help them become well-rounded citizens. So there was discussions, there was a pilot scheme, there was people that were involved, and then the final pilot was launched in February 1956. And it still has the similar programmes or the similar sections as it has today.
Wow, I didn't realise that the Duke of Edinburgh Award had been going so long.
Yes, 65 years this year, yes.
Wow, so celebrating a big anniversary at the same time then. For anybody who hasn't heard of the Duke of Edinburgh or hasn't been greatly involved in it in the past, what is the structure of the DOV process?
So today's structure is all about young people having an active interest in an expedition. They will do their physical, their volunteering and their skill section, plus a residential at Gold. It's aimed for young people that are 13 and in year 9, all the way up until their 24th birthday, to foster the spirit of adventure, to learn new skills, gain confidence, and it looks great on a CV as well.
It's such a great experience, as you mentioned there. It's been going 65 years. Obviously, it's changed quite a lot over the years and has now become a system that really supports today's students and children, and it helps better them in so many ways. Can you tell us a little bit more about why it is so important for children? What do they really gain from the experience?
So my opinion is that the ethos and the core values of when it was first established around waiting for young people to do their national service, it resonates today in terms of self-discipline, self-motivation, that self-development, having a sense of purpose that's not necessarily academic. You know, you can do your physical, your volunteering and your skill section, and you can pick something that is personal to you. It's all about the spirit of adventure, and it does show commitment. It also supports young people in their future endeavours, such as job interviews, to show that they're well-rounded individuals. So, yeah, it's a brilliant opportunity for young people to be part of, and what a legacy to be part of as well.
Absolutely. Mentioned there the legacy that really is with the whole 65 years and obviously current situations. It's an incredible thing to be part of. Let's go a little bit more into detail about the various aspects. I feel like most people hear the Duke of Edinburgh Award, they think of the journey that you go on at the end. I know that's what I remember a lot of my sister lugging off with her rucksack off into the wilderness. But there are many more elements to it than that, aren't there? Can you go through the various sections that are required to take part in the Duke of Edinburgh?
Yes, so that expedition element is just one element, and that's the joy of the Duke of Edinburgh Award, and that is what people absolutely love. The other sections are just as important, and actually it can bring you out of your shell a lot more. So we have three other sections: your physical, your volunteering, and your skill section. And there is a vast amount of activities that you can do within each of those sections. For example, one of my favourite ones was when I had a group of young people and they decided to do baking as their skill. So each week they brought me in some cakes.
Oh, that is excellent.
I would then have to sit there, try all of these, rate them on their presentation and taste. It was a yummy 3 months, I have to say. It was brilliant.
Of course, 3 months of that. That's excellent.
Yes, their physical element can be something that they're currently already doing. So it can be football, tennis, badminton, ballet, or they can try something completely different. It's entirely up to them. And their skill, again, it can be a practical skill. It can be a computer-based skill. Circus skills are always a really fun one.
Amazing. That sounds really interesting. The volunteering aspect is obviously really important as well. What sort of activities can you get involved in the local area?
So there's loads of community-based projects that young people can be part of. So you can go to the country parks and you can do things like woodland conservation, for example, litter picking. At the moment, you can look at doing pen pals for older people that are living in care home, for example, and they might be a bit lonely. You can then do Zoom sessions with them as well. Food drop-off, food collections. There's so much volunteering that you can do.
And of course, the pandemic and the lockdown must have really affected the whole Duke of Edinburgh Award and all the different areas of that. You mentioned there being able to Zoom instead of sort of going into care homes and support like that. How has that worked with, let's start with, how has that worked for sort of the sports and the skills aspect?
Yes, so the pandemic has definitely affected the Duke of Edinburgh Award as a whole, in the sense of there's set criteria that verifiers would have to look at to pass participants off. Because of the pandemic, the Duke of Edinburgh charity had to have a look at their criteria and the adaptations that could be made in the current situation. So where it was kind of an hour a week that they had to do, and they had to physically go and see somebody, and their assessor had to sign them off and see them do this activity, it then all became online based. So they had to provide evidence themselves. So it was doing journaling, for example, or blog writing, or completing a video. And that was fantastic to see in itself. So the portfolio on EDV has gone from the participant just doing the activity with the assessor saying, yes, they've completed the activity, to then seeing all of this fantastic evidence that participants have uploaded onto their portfolio. And it just creates a much better portfolio for them to take forward.
Of course, that's really interesting. And, you know, as you mentioned, it gives them something physical that you can show as evidence. But also, it's amazing to see how people have thought outside the box and come up with new ways to make sure the Duke of Edinburgh Award continues and to make sure they're still improving themselves. Yasmin, thanks so much. We're going to chat some more in a little bit. But first, I thought it'd be really great to hear from one of the participants themselves. A while back, I spoke to a local student, Adnan, who is completing his Silver Duke of Edinburgh Award during lockdown. I'm going to go to that clip now. Adnan, thanks so much for joining me. We're talking about the Duke of Edinburgh Award for today's New Talent Tuesday. Can you tell us a little bit about how your experience with the Duke of Edinburgh has been, particularly during lockdown?
I've had to change a few of the activities. For example, my volunteering, I was tutoring some younger year groups with maths and sciences. I've had to change that to doing it over Zoom. It's definitely increased my communication skills because it's much harder to do this over Zoom. But I'm really enjoying it so far.
Obviously, as you've mentioned there, sort of having to adapt your volunteering due to lockdown, learning even more skills already. Duke of Edinburgh is such a great way to learn skills that you might not learn in the classroom because you're having to be very innovative and sort of make decisions on your own. There's obviously survival skills aspect to it as well. Do you think that has actually added even more to the experience from doing it in lockdown and having those extra skills that you've also got to think on your feet? How can this still happen during lockdown?
I think so, because we're already learning so many skills, and adding to our communication and teamwork skills have definitely been really interesting to explore. For example, in my expedition group, there's someone who's living in a different country. So when we're organizing different activities and Zoom sessions for learning, we've had to schedule around that.
And what's happening in terms of the actual expedition? How are you having to wait until after lockdown to take part in that?
I think the school are waiting to see what's happening. But I did my bronze award last year and it got moved from June to September. We couldn't do the overnight. We had to do two separate days, but we were still able to complete it.
That was local student Adnan there, who I spoke to recently about his experience with the Duke of Edinburgh Award. If you've just joined us, we are discussing the Duke of Edinburgh Award for today's New Talent Tuesday. And if you have any experiences that you would like to share with us, we would love to hear from you. And so would the charity. You can contact Phoenix FM or George's On Air on social media. And you can also go to the D of E UK website or social media to contribute to their legacy project they're working on at the moment. Before Adnan, I was also chatting to Yasmin, Essex County Coordinator for the scheme. Yasmin will be back in a few minutes' time to talk a little more about how you can get involved with the charity. But first,
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
That was Olivia Rodrigo with Deja Vu. You're listening to Georgia on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice. And today for New Talent Tuesday, we have been discussing the Duke of Edinburgh Award. I'm joined by Yasmin, the Essex County Coordinator for the charity. And jumping straight back into it, Yasmin, before we were talking about how the volunteering and skills activities have adapted during lockdown. What about the expeditions, though? Have they been able to go ahead?
Expeditions during lockdown haven't quite been happening. So we have done some Zoom online training, which has been really difficult. The participants have been absolutely fantastic in attending these sessions, doing extra homework and extra bits and pieces. Our last expedition that we did was October last year. We aren't able to do camping expeditions. So they're day walks at the moment. So they're definitely a little bit of a clash between, you know, the ethos of the award, where it needs to be a challenging experience for these young people, versus what we can offer in a safe and practical environment. So we're kind of bridging that gap between, yes, let's be challenging, versus keeping everyone safe.
Absolutely. And do you have any plans for the future for the expeditions to be able to resume as normal?
Yes. So we are currently setting out our dates for the spring, summer and autumn of 2021. So they will be going out on the Essex Youth Service website in the next couple of weeks. So if you did want to sign up for your expedition, definitely check those out.
That's great. So normality is on the horizon again then. How can people get involved if they want to? How can they sign up? Where can they find out more information?
There's an opportunity for participants to get involved. There are various locations throughout Essex that you can sign up to. There's 8 open award centres across Essex, plus 1 virtual centre, which we actually launched this pre-pandemic because we wanted to reach a wider audience. So those people that couldn't necessarily do their training after school, or they couldn't make it to a centre, we actually launched a virtual model in November last year. So it was brilliant. And like I said, 8 open award centres across Essex. You have to be 13 and in year 9 to start at your bronze award. You can go through bronze, silver and gold, or you can be a direct entrance at silver and gold if you are age appropriate. it will just mean that you have to do longer activities within each of your sections. You have until your 25th birthday to complete all of your sections and your expedition at bronze, silver and gold level. So I think that's it for participants. And adult wise, we're always looking for expedition leaders. We're always looking for volunteers, trainers, assessors. It would be fantastic for any adult that wants to get involved to be able to get involved.
That's great. And it's good to hear that, you know, people can get involved even as adults to help out. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, so you can go directly to the DOV website, which is dov.org. If you were Essex-based, we are looking at the Essex Youth Service Duke of Edinburgh Award. And it's all on our website.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Yasmin, and telling us all about the Duke of Edinburgh Award. It's particularly important to remind people of the amazing work that they've done at the moment. And you are continuing and have done such good work for such a long time. And in the future, there's so many more opportunities, of course. So it's great to hear all the things that they're doing. And yeah, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much today.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.